Radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to encourage you to stay tuned to today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. He'll be ministering a beautiful sermon entitled, The Name Above All Names. The name of Jesus Christ the Lord. He's no longer just the babe of Bethlehem or the man of Galilee or the lowly Nazarene. Neither is he even the crucified Christ on the cross, but the risen Lord of glory. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Name Above All Names. And now let's join Brother Hardy for the message.
Then, when Jesus began to preach and validate his message that it was from God doing miracles, in John 9:16, they call him Jesus the sinner. So in John 9:16 says, therefore said the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can this man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division amongst them. So he's just Jesus the sinner. Now we got to find out which one of these Jesus we're going to claim. The babe of Bethlehem can't help you. The man, the carpenter, the man of Galilee can't help you. Jesus, the sinner, can't help you. Even Jesus, the rabbi, the master, the teacher, can't help you. We got to find out the one that can help us. So he's a sinner. Jesus, the false teacher. In front of the Sanhedrin. How many knows when I say Sanhedrin, what did I mean? You know what it means? It means the religious Jewish council that judges religious matters. That when they arrested him in the Garden of Gethsemane, took him to Ananias and Caiaphas and all the religious leaders to try him religiously to see if he was a blasphemer. Oh, you got it? Mark 15:57-58. And there rose certain and had false witnesses. Here's the trial of Jesus. And they got to have something to legally condemn Jesus. And they were bringing all kind of false witnesses in to witness false against Jesus. But none of them satisfied the high priest, because it wouldn't sound right going to Pilate, because Pilate had to okay the crucifying of Jesus. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy the temple that is made with hands within 3 days, and I will build it again without hands. So he's a false teacher here. But that wasn't good enough to get him crucified. So the high priest asked Jesus pointedly, what was the thing to condemn Jesus? What did he ask him, the high priest? He said, art thou the Christ, the Messiah, the Messiah, son of the living God? Because the Jews believed the Messiah was divine and the son of God. And you know what Jesus said? I'm going to tell you what he said the way Sister Moultrie would have said it. You got that right. You said it. So what happened? The high priest rent his garment, threw his hands up, said, what need we have witness? We heard him. So now he's the blasphemer. And all blasphemers are to be what? Stoned to death or crucified. If they could have stoned him, they would have done it, but they had to get okay from Herod, and Herod in the Roman law meant crucified. So now he is Jesus the condemned. They condemned him. Jesus, the crucified, the condemned one, condemned him to die, but they can't do it until they sent him to Pilate. Pilate didn't want to do it, but he looked out there, and when he saw all the people that wanted, he counted votes and figured, I better get them or they're going to vote me out. So he upholds the sentence of condemnation, and he orders him to be crucified. So now he's Jesus, the crucified one. And to add more shame to him, Herod writes the title over his cross, Jesus of Nazareth, or the Nazarene, mockery, King of the Jews. Ha, ha, ha. That's what he wanted to put on it. Ha, ha, ha. So he's now Jesus the crucified. Mark 15, 25 and 26 and 31 to 32. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Third hour was 9 o'clock in the morning. The day started at 6 a.m. And the superscription of the accusation was written, the King of the Jews. Because the Messiah, the Son of God, was the official King of the Jews. Also likewise, the 31st verse, also likewise, the chief priests mocked him and said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, supposed to be the Savior. Himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified reviled him also, the two of the four, or three of them. It was more than two that was crucified with Jesus. Two were sent out with him, and two come later, and one didn't revile him because he's rebuked the one for reviling him. How many say amen? And said, this man is just, we're in a right just. And he said, to turn to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So now he's Jesus the dead. But a dead Jesus can't help you. If you only know him as Jesus the dead, if you got him hanging on a cross somewhere, how many say amen? It's like the Catholic Church, they still have got him hanging on the cross. They need to get him off the cross. If you got a Christ that's hanging on the cross, he can't help himself, much less you and your family. He can't fulfill what the angel said, he shall save his people from their sins, hanging on the cross, because he was delivered for our offenses, but he wasn't what? We weren't made right with God. He was raised for our justification. He's got to get raised up. The dead Jesus can't help you. The babe of Bethlehem can't help you. The boy in the temple can't help you. The carpenter can't help you. The rabbi master teacher can't help you. The sinner can't help you. The false teacher can't help you. The blasphemer can't help you. The condemned can't help you. The dead can't help you. Neither can the buried Jesus help you. That's why David couldn't help him. He was still in the tomb. You got to get Jesus off the cross, out of the tomb, and where he belongs. I can't help it. I'm feeling it now. I'm getting down to the good part. Woo! Hey! Jesus the buried, Matthew 27, 59 and 60. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and rolled a great stone at the door of the sepulchre and departed. If there's a great stone separating you and Jesus, you can't be helped. You got to get the stone away. You got any stones in your life blocking it? Now he's Jesus, the risen Lord. Matthew 28, 5, 7. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Which was. But he's not here. For he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And behold, goeth forth you into Galilee, and there you shall see him, for I have told you. So now we're getting in the good parts. He's Jesus, the risen one. Okay, the secret revelation of the real Jesus. Will the real Jesus stand up? I just got that, Scott. And he stood up and walked out of the tomb. Woo. When he was crucified, all his disciples ran in fear and hid. And on the resurrection morning, they're hiding in the upper room. They're afraid that the Jews are going to come get them and kill them. So all of a sudden, the risen, glorified Lord has got his glorified attributes back, that doesn't know any physical laws. He just appears in the middle of them. Didn't have to walk through a door. Didn't even have the door that was automatically open. Man, he just walked right on through. He just walked right into the building, and he said, "Woo! Here I am. I'm no more dead. I'm no more in the tomb. I'm alive forevermore." He said in Revelations, "I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the first and the last. I am he that was dead, but behold, look at me. I am alive forevermore." But Thomas wasn't there. Old doubting Thomas's. So like a lot of people, unless they see something, they can't believe. But thank God, if they do see something, they will. But blessed or rather are those that don't see, but believe the word of God. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have really seen the risen Lord in person? But you still believe, don't you? All right, you don't have to see anything to believe. And everything you see, you shouldn't believe, because your hand's quicker than the eye. So in John 20, 27 and 28, Thomas said, "Now, unless I put my hand in his hand in that print and in his side, I ain't going to believe." And they were together again, still scared to death, even after they were told that he was raised. And all of a sudden, Jesus, you could call him the great magician, he had an appearing act. And there he is in the building, and he said, "Thomas, come here." He heard Thomas, because he's the Lord and he knows everything now.
Amen. What a powerful and inspirational message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the name above all names. I believe that you're rejoicing in your spirit as you realize that Jesus is now the risen Lord of glory. He's not the babe of Bethlehem. He's not the lowly Nazarene. He's not even the Christ on the cross. And thank God he's not the Jesus in the tomb. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name has been exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus the Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's Lord of your life, I know that you want to have a copy of this message for your personal cassette library. It is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more, please request offer number 307T for the audio tape. And request offer number 307 CD for the CD. For the message, the name above all names, enclose your love gift of at least $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine, and write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You will be blessed by the timely messages and inspirational teachings of the Faith is Action magazine. Write for yours today.